Okay, this week's Parsha, Parshas Yisro, we have the Aseres HaDibros. Just parenthetically, that has nothing to do with the Shir, but I once asked at our Shabbos table, what's the most seminal event that happens in Parshas Yisro? And at the time, we were expecting to hear Kabbalah Satorah, my six-year-old son says, I don't know how he got this, he said, the in-law is coming. No, we never say anything. I don't know. I just have no clue where he got that. But the 6 years old, the in-law is coming.
So that's so funny.
Pretty funny.
What's the in-laws and outlaws? Outlaws are wanted.
Outlaws are wanted. Very good. Okay, so this week's parasha, other than the in-law coming, the father-in-law coming, we have the Aseres HaDibros. And as is known, one of the Aseres HaDibros is Zachor as Yom HaShavuot for Kodesho. And later in Parshas Veschanan, it doesn't say Zachor, it says Shamor. So the Gemara tells us, V'Zachor V'Shamor B'Dibur Echad Nemru. That they were said at exactly the same time, Zachor V'Shamor. And the Gemara in Shavuos tells us, Mashein HaPeh Yachol Ledaber U'Mashein HaOzen Yachol Lishmoa. This is saying something at the same time. A human is not able to do that, obviously. We can only say one thing at a time. And also the ear doesn't have klita to hear things, two things at once. It only hears one thing at once. It is miraculous. Zachor v'shamor v'dibur echad nemru. And the Gemara learns from here the klal, the principle of trei kale lomishtame. That if you have two, trei is two, kale, kol, two kolos, two voices, at the same time, lo mishtame, you don't hear it. So anything that you have a mitzvah through shmiya, through amira and shmira, somebody's going to say it, and you have to hear it to be yotze. If two people say it at the same time, that is indeed problematic. Trei kale lo mishtame.
Two women singing.
It doesn't work that way because you still have to hear. You still have to hear. You know, we'll get into it because it's. We'll see. I'll give you a very clear response on that. A very obvious response on that. Okay. So there are different explanations. There are different psukim that are said that they were b'dibur echad nemru. A number of them, the Gemara talks about that they conflict with one another. That it says mechalaleh mos yumas. If you mechal Shabbos, to bring a korban. So there's a conflict there. So the b'dibur echad nemru, here is Zachor v'Shamor. I have seen attempts to reconcile the contradiction of Zachor v'Shamor. But Kepshuto, the term Tmima says, how can you have the Aseres HaDibros have different nuschos? It was given at Har Sinai. It was given at the same time. So that's the pshat. You shouldn't say Zachor here and Shamor here. It's the same text, same Aseres HaDibros. The Torah Tima explains b'dibur echad nemru that it was both said at the same time at Matan Torah, and what was said, Zachor and Shamor, were said at the same time. That's why we can have two texts of the Aseres HaDibros. Now, what we're going to talk about is one specific prat of one specific question when it comes to trei kale lo mishtame, two voices can't hear. That's what we learned. Zachor and Shamor b'dibur echad, they were said at the same time. Typically, we can't hear such a thing as the issue of saying Kaddish. If somebody is saying Kaddish as an Avel, how can we have multiple, two or more people saying Kaddish at the same time?
That's 100 years.
How can we have people saying at the same time if there's a din in Shmiya of the Kaddish, which there is, and we'll get into it, how can we possibly have two Avelim saying the Kaddish at the same time? But do I hear both? First question is, can they do it? Second question is, if they do it, if they can do it, should they stay together? Should they separate? And as a Shomeya, maybe I can't be Yotze and I have to say more of the Kaddish than otherwise. And that's a very important point.
How could they possibly, two people can't do the same thing, two people can't do something at the same time?
Two people, well, that trei kale lo mishtame. We can't hear it at the same time.
They can't
correlate.
They can't,
so that's, okay, very good. So we're going to get into that. We're
going to
get into that.
But it's impossible.
Good. Okay, so this concept of saying Kaddish for somebody who's passed away, fundamentally a mother and father passed away, it's talked about in Masechet Sofrim, that's that there's a concept of Kaddish Yosom, that Yosom, somebody who's an Avel, says Kaddish for a parent. That's what it's called, is Kaddish Yosom. And there's a famous Medrash, it's brought down in a few places, that brings out the importance of saying Kaddish over a parent who has passed away. It's the story of the Tana of Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva, famous story, Rabbi Akiva once saw what appeared to him a man doing back-breaking work. There are different gears of this, but and I'm sure I'll forget plenty of the details, but he saw this individual that was terrible. He thought he was being abused by his master, so he stops him. Guy didn't want to stop. I can't talk. I'll get in bigger trouble. So Rabbi Akiva engages him in conversation. It turns out, he says, I'm not a person. I'm a neshama. And I was the biggest vildachaya ever. I committed every sin under the sun. And this is my punishment, going around and collecting the wood that I will be burned with. That's what I do. I collect the wood, and then that's my punishment. Rabbi Akiva felt obviously terrible for the person. He says, is there any takana? Is there any way that this can be fixed? The person says, there's no takana. The only thing that can be done what can be done? Did you have a... So he says there's only one takana. If there's somebody that a child, if I had a child that would say kaddush for kaddish or baruchu for me, saying kaddish, people would respond yay amen yay shmei rabba and baruchu baruch Hashem avrach l'olam vaed. And so Rabbi Akiva says, so who did you leave over? Is there anyone? The guy says, I have a wife. When I passed away, was pregnant. I don't know. So Rabbi Akiva recorded the man's name, his wife's name, the town they were from, and he goes and searches of this boy. Goes to the town. The man was a hated man. He was a corrupt tax collector who took bribes from the rich and made it up from taking from the poor.
Reverse problem.
So one of the sins that he did was he actually had relations with a Me'urasa, a girl who was engaged on Yom Kippur. I mean, that was this is a big bill to hire this guy. So the son, no one even wanted to give the son a bris. No one really wanted to touch her. No one wanted to have any dealings. So, no, he wasn't a mamzer. That was his son. It was his and his wife. It wasn't from the...
It wasn't from
his Nara Marsa. Yeah, it was from his wife. But no, he didn't even have a bris. So Rabbi Akiva took care of giving the kid a bris. When the kid got old enough, he made sure to teach him Aleph Beis. And when the son was able to go and act as a Shliach Tzibur and say Baruch or Kaddish, that's when the neshama of the father was finally released from this terrible punishment that it was enduring. So from there, it's brought down the power of Kaddish for a parent, that it really acts as a tremendous merit for the parent. Now, there are three different views.
When was Kaddish?
By the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Anshei Knesset HaGdola, during Bayis Shedi. So there are three reasons brought down by the poskim as to why Kaddish is effective. One is based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It says, Bra Mezake Abba, that the son... acts, we're on page Reish Yudalad. The son acts as he's Mezaka the father, and the Tzitz Eliezer explains that when you get up and you Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Barabim, I'll just read it, it's just a line or two, I won't say the place. Vagidish Hagadol Hazeh Shel Shem Shemayim Barabim Meyadeya Ben, it's Meorer Zchus and Rachamim on behalf of the father. So that's the view, that it's the son saying the Kaddish acts as a merit for the father. We're on Reish Yudalad, left side, where it says Tam Sheni, second paragraph. Tam Sheni Beshut Chsam Sofer, jump down to the third line there. Shemizaka Avosav Einenu Ba'amira Didei. It's not that he has a different view of Chsam Sofer. On the third line, it's not that it's the son saying the Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, Ki'im B'mashu Mezaka at Tzibur. It's that he's Mezaka the Tzibur in responding. Shoni Ma'acharav Ameinim Tuva, V'yeish Me'er Rabba, Mavarach, Damashvesh, Chela Baruch Hashem Mavarach. It's not what he's saying, but it's that the responsiveness of the Tzibur, that's what acts as a merit for the Nifter. So that's view number two. I'll refer more to the third one, but the Gemara says specifically the Zus Bra Mezacher as the father. But it's more in the third reason I'll be able to answer that the best. So the brother of the Maharal Prague In his Sefer HaChaim, he says, we're on Tam Shlishi. The next paragraph down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line, Lefi. 7th line down, Tam Shlishi. Lefi She'en Misa Belochei. It's a little convoluted here, but he says that there's no death without it, without a sin. Everyone sinned in their life. But what in particular does death come and be Machaper on? Which sin? Think back to the Gemara in Yuma. Gemara in Yuma. Chilul Hashem. Why? Because if it's an assay, then it's tshuva, and certain sins that tshuva is mechaper, and certain sins that Yom Kippur, and physical yisurim, and there's one sin that only with all of them, with tshuva and Yom Kippur and yisurim, all of his atolah, and only with mis, and that's chilul Hashem. So anyone passing away acts as a kapar for any chilul Hashem that they've done in their lifetime. And the Sefer HaChaim says, when a Kaddish Baruch Hu now is taking retribution against this chote, that's Mekad Hashem Shemayim. We are getting rid of a Chilul Hashem that was committed. Any Chilul Hashem that's committed, that causes there to be Kiddush Hashem. So the Pasuk says, Yiskadal v'yiskadash. It grows greater and it grows bigger and it gets holy. And accordingly, the lachain omer aben, the son gets up, ben shalachote azeh shemes, the omer lifnei ateva, he gets up and says, kaddish, kilomar, misnachem ani al misas avi, I'm having an achama by saying the kaddish on the death of my father, hoil ushmo shel avi shebashamayim misgadol miskaddish, because the name of my father has grown greater and he is miskaddish al yedei misas by his dying, because it acts as a kapara for him. So that's the son getting up and saying, this is the Kiddush Hashem, this is the Kaddish, saying I have a Nechama because in Kiviyachol, because of the death, because it's creating, it's bringing, it's acting as a Kapar. Now so that's only the son. That would be the son.
If the death acts as a Kapar, what do you need the Kaddish for?
If
the death acts as a Kapar,
no, because that brings out the more of the Kiddush Hashem. And the related, the Gesher HaChaim says, it's like a Tziduk Hadin, meaning it's somebody could very easily have tainas against a Kaddish Baruch Hu. My parent passed away. This is Tziduk Hadin. This is the statement, and that's why it has to be a child. I accept upon myself the Gzardin. I accept upon myself the Gzair of a Kaddish Baruch Hu without having tainas. That's the Kaddish.
Daughters or doesn't have any children.
So we'll talk about that. It happens to be that it's not our Sag Sugya, but we're going to leverage that question. Okay, so Lamaisa, there are three reasons that we just brought down.
Heavy, I must say.
This topic?
Yeah, the whole thing that a kid is saying Kaddish on behalf of a parent as a kapara.
As a tziduk hadin, as an accepting.
Tziduk hadin to accept the Kaddish Baruch Hu Zera. I mean, and it's not always the case where a parent passes away, you know, under natural old age circumstances. It's a heavy issue.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tziduk hadin that I accept upon myself the gzardin. So the maisa, there are three reasons we've just gone through. It's the son. What's the merit? It's the son saying the Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, or it's the tzibur responding, or number three, it's an accepting the din. Now there are three different minhagim, how much of the Kaddish does the tzibur respond? So kipshuto minhag Ashkenaz, I believe, is amen yehesh me rab amrak lalam alamei oma ya, period. Oma ya. There are those in the Beis Yosef says, add on yisbarach, especially if you're singing this, the nigan. Yehesh me rab, yisbarach, right? You need to add in that. I remember being in the choir growing up and met Jacob, Chazen Glickman.
Yeah.
And singing that, yes, all right, you need to add that in. The bass doesn't say that in, and it fits better with the tune also. But there is a makor for saying that also, that you're not allowed to divide between Almaya and Yisbarach. And the third shita is to say all the way, Damiram ve'alma, 28 words, all the way to Damiram ve'alma. That's the third shita that's brought down by the post.
A lot of Hasidim do that, because on Wednesday nights, there's a shir with the Gerer Rabbi, and all the gerers say all the way
until,
through.
Very good. Okay, so the Beis Yosef, we're on Reish Tesvav, bottom right, where it says the Beis Yosef. Reish Tesvav, bottom right, the Beis Yosef, Kasa, the Efshar, Shaf al pi she'ena yachid one ela ad omaya. Even though the tzibur only says until omaya, adds on the word omaya, but not all the way to Amiram ve'alma. Mikomakom. Tzarich lechaven, you still have to pay attention. V'lishmoa, Mipi shaliach tzibor kol hakadosh ad hasof. You still have to say the entire kadosh until the end. Now, an important point, he's not talking about the whole kadosh. If it's a kadosh yosom, or you all should do it. But ikar adin, the kadosh is a chetzi kadosh. Dami ram ve'almavi mu amen and the kadosh. That's mikar adin. That's what the kadosh. So he's saying we have to listen and we have to pay attention. And Trubas Managa says the same thing. He says if you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra and you have to respond, just respond, Amen Yesh Me'rabal Omaya, but pay attention to the rest and say Amen, because there's a deen of Shmiya, there's a deen of hearing, and that's what's indeed going to be our question, our problem. If there's two people saying it together, if there's a deen in Shmiya based, Joseph is telling us there's a deen in Shmiya, and if two people are saying the Kaddish together, we say Trei Kale Lo Mishame, then we're not being Yotze the Kaddish at all, because two people are saying it. That causes our problem. There's a din in Shmiya, says the Beis Yosef. Okay, so let's get into the klal of Trei Kali Lo Mishame. So in Reish Tesvav, bottom left, Bigamora, Rosh Hashanah, Chavava, Mabez, Muva, B'Mishnah, drop down to the third line at the end, Shofar, Ma'arich. This is talking about Rosh Hashanah, that they would blow not only the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's also the chatzotros. The shofar would go longer, the chatzotros mikatzros, they would go shorter. Shemitzah sayom shofar, because the mitzah sayom is the shofar would blow longer, one shofar, and then the chatzotros would go shorter. But Gemara asks, who's Gemara Hashem, chavzayim ad ala fikshu, v'trei kalei mi mishtameh, how can it be that you're blowing the chatzotros at the same time in the shofar, trei kalei lo mishtameh, two kolos at the same time, you have to hear the shofar, you have the chatzotros drowning out the shofar. So the Gemara wants to say initially, because the shofar goes longer, so you hear the balance of the shofar, because it continues extending the call of the shofar, even when the chatzotros stop, the Gemara doesn't accept that. It says you have to hear the whole call. We're not talking about hearing part of a call, you have to hear the whole call.
What's so the welcome for the chatzotros?
It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. No, it's not tikkun b'chodesh. I don't remember which pasuk, but it's a pasuk.
It's a pasuk. So true includes
chatzotros. I don't remember which pasuk it is, but I
don't. But the Torah tells you to do that. Torah is like
I can look it up. I just don't remember.
So the Torah says do it. Torah wants you whether you hear it or don't. That's
no, but we I still have a deen and shmiya, but we still have to hear it.
But so the Torah tells you to do that. So what's the problem?
But
so
I still
have to worry about
it. How can I be yotzei if I don't have a shmiya?
Whatever I hear, the Torah do. Whatever I hear.
Hold the question. Oh, the question, because I'll answer it. It could
it's
be
like the Dhamma part of Dhamma source.
You're answering the question. We'll answer it. We'll the Gemara's answer will answer it, even though that's not the question. So Gemara says, Trei kalei lo mishtame. I'm not able to hear thee. I'm not able to hear the shofar. So the Gemara says, this is similar to Hallel and Megillah. Hallel and Megillah, that you even 10 people saying it together and you're being Yosef Ayishmiya, it's acceptable. That's sufficient. We don't apply the kalal of Trei Kali Lo Mishtame, two voices can't be heard. Why? Because it's in the category of Dover Achaviv. This is something that I am more fond of. And anything that I'm Dover Chaviv, I do. We don't apply the kalal of Trei Kali Lo Mishtame. We say even Trei Kali, or even 10 kale mishtame. I do hear it. I do hear it. Now, the mechanism for hearing it, the post can talk about.
The Bell synagogue where they got 10,000 people playing something.
So that may be overboard, but you know, it depends. Because what's the mechanism of if there are two people or 10 people, I hear it? One svara is that I will focus on the shliach tzibur. I focus on the shliach tzibur, even though there are people joining in, I focus on it. What if somebody else is louder than him? I don't know. But I focus on the shliach tzibur, or that I can hear both because I'm going to concentrate on it. Now, if I hear 3,000, I don't know if that's reasonable.
10,000.
So what we're saying now is there's a klal and there's an exception, and the exception answers what your question was before. Mm-hmm. How about the shofar? Because it's a davar chaviv. Davar chaviv. Even if the chatzotros are running, I focus on hearing the shofar. So it's davar chaviv. Because it was chaviv. Because it's chaviv. Because what it's saying is the typical. The default is ma she'en apay achol ledaber, ma she'en ozen yishmo. It happened at Matan Torah. The typical default is it can happen. At Matan Torah, it did happen.
Yes, I can't.
But the chiddush is from one entity.
From
a
kodesh baruch
hu. That that it came from one person.
Not the trade.
We're talking on the Shmia part. The Shmia part, we would say is the Davar Chavi. We would say is the Davar Chavi.
Right.
Yeah, Enachinami. Mashen. He's saying Masha, but Derech Klal can't be done. Okay, so what we're saying now is there's a klal, Trei Kali Lo Meshtame, two voices at a time, you can't be Yodze. If it's a din in Shmia, I can't be Yodze unless it's a Davar Chavi. Some examples of things that we apply the klal of Trei Kali Lo Meshtame would be Kriya Satori. You can't have two people laning at the same time. Trei Kali Lo Meshtame. Two can't have all two balkores because I can't hear it as a Shomea. Haftorah, we pass can also in Shulchan Aruch. You can't have two people saying the Haftorah at the same time. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says if you have a number of Baalei Batim that are saying Kiddush together, can't be Yotze. Somebody listening to that Kiddush and two people or more saying Kiddush, Trei Kali Lo Meshtame. I have to hear it from one person. It's a din and shmia, not multiple. Now, on the other hand, we say when if something chaviv, like Megillah, for example, or on Reish Tet Zayin, bottom left. Reish Tet Zayin, bottom left, where it says Baruch HaShulchan, second paragraph on the bottom, Baruch HaShulchan Kasav, Afilu Shnaim, Vafilu Asara, Yecholim Likros HaMegillah Biyachid. Even two people or ten people can say the Megillah together, V'yotzim Hem, they are Yotzi V'Hashomim Hem, and the people that hear it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Kriya Zo Chaviva B'Yoser Mipnei Anes, this is Chavivanas, because of the Nes of the Megillah is Chavivanas. We're going to make an extra effort. Now, I always thought the concept of Chaviv and not Chaviv, it doesn't happen too often than as Chaviv. So that's what historically, that's what I thought. Megillah doesn't happen that often. Hallel doesn't happen that often. Kriya Sator happens all the time. Haftorah happens once a week. Kiddush happens once a week at least. So that's how I understood. But he's saying a little bit, he's saying very different. He says because the nace of, we wouldn't say the same svara when it comes to Hallel. That's not a nace, that's a Hallel. But at least when it comes to Megillah, that's the Davar Chavi.
So what does that mean? Two people are reading the Megillah, it's okay?
You know, but we'd say, if it's not that common, then we'd say Chavi.
Yeah, but if it's saying Chavi, he wants to hear.
Yeah, I don't know, it's good. It's good. Now, assuming that you use a cloth, that it's a din and a shmia. Okay, so...
I didn't understand. Two people are reading the Megillah simultaneously? And
together, coordinated at the same time? But the voices don't coordinate exactly the same. No. Can I focus on one voice? Can I focus? So we say because it's Zavra Chaviv, I'm going to hear it. Either I'm hearing the main guy, or I'm going to hear the one next to me. I'm going to hear both at the same time, but I'm going to hear it because it's Zavra Chaviv. So when we jump into the sugya of Kaddish, we would say on the one hand, we saw there's a din in Shmiah. We have to hear up to Dami Rambi Amanas, so the Beis Yosef tells us there's a din in Shmiah. So is that something that I have a problem because a Trei Kali live? Two people say the Kaddish, three people, five a bailing? Or Chav, but we say we have Kaddish how many times a year? But how many do we have? How many do we hear a day? We hear numerous.
Oh, that's a frequency. Frequency is not the factor, but it's beneficial for me to say the Hashem Rava as many times during the day.
No. Ain't achinami. So but if I have a din in Shmiah,
that's chavid. If it's an infrequency, then
if I have a din in Shmiah, the Shmiah has to go up to Dami Rambi Alma. It's not. I say I'm angry.
If I say Hashem Rambi, it's not mavatil.
But if I,
you know the Chazal, mavatil
ayin shonim. But. So we're not talking about what I say. The Amen, Yehei, Shmei, Rabba, Mavarach, Lalam, Lamei, Omaya. I said, I'm not beyond say the Shmia. But my din and Shmia continues up to Dami Rambi Alma. So according to those of us, which is all of us, who don't say up to Dami Rambi Alma, and there are multiple Avelim saying the Kaddish, how can I be Yotze? Wouldn't then I have to say all the way up to Dami Rambi Alma, Bimu Amen? Because I have a din and Shmia. I have to be saying it. If I can't hear it, because there are multiple people saying it, I would have to say all the way to the end, Amir Rami Amman. Everyone with me?
Yep.
Okay, Kadima. So, Reish Yud Zayin, bottom right. We're going to go through two important tshuvas from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer lived, have it written in here, 1762 to 1806. It's going to be important to see how the Minhagim are discussed and what tkufa they lived in. So, the shoot. Chsam Sofer in Yuradea. This is the first sheet, the Nishal, verse first Shuva, the Chsam Sofer, Nishal, Be'isha Shahal Chatap of Reish Yud Zayin on the left side, Le'olama, a woman passed away, Be'lizera Kayama, and she left no children. Sheachol Omar Kaddish Avor, they could say Kaddish for her. Ubala Sachar Echad, She Omar Kaddish Avor, Tikun Nishmasa, Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. And the husband hired someone. This was the what the doctor asked. How about outsourcing, right? Can you outsource? So he hired someone to say Kaddish for her.
Yud Beis Chodesh.
I don't know. I was thinking, it doesn't say, I was thinking maybe he's not well. Maybe he wasn't confident to get to Minyan all the time. So he outsourced it. V'rotza bala shichalku ha'velim in asachir anal. And he wants the people in Shul, the ha'velim, to accept this outsourced shaliach. And to include in the issue here is divide up the kadeshim and the tefillahs. Because why? What do you mean divide up? Minna was not to say it together at the same time. One person per kaddish. One person per Kaddish, and you have to have 10 Avelim, you divide it up, you get one in Shacharis, there's only five in, whatever it is in Shacharis, one, two, three, four, five in Shacharis, so you go in Mincha today. Or you didn't get yesterday, so you get one to the next day, depending on how many people were there to say the Kaddish.
One person set for everybody.
Well, but there's a mylet for that person. You'd have your opportunity. You'd have your day in court. You have your opportunity, and
yeah,
that's your Kaddish. Your
many times they have in some shuls, they have one person. Says only one person.
Yeah,
and they
Washington Heights is very.
It's very mocked about this.
Right.
Very mocked about it. So that's.
This
was the Minhag Yisrael for generations and generations. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah gives a lot of detail on the Kedimas. Who has the right to go first? Who has the Kedima for the Pope to be the Chazan? If you're within Shiva, if you're within, not in Shul, but if you're within Shloshim, you have a Kedima over somebody who's in the year. Somebody who has a Yortzeit over somebody who's there in the year. The last day of the year has a Kedima over somebody who's in the first year. There's a Kedimas in detail brought in the Ramah Magen Avraham, that's Minhag Ashkenaz. So this guy hires somebody.
The person who's hired is not even a
Field. The person who's
hired.
It's not so
it's
good.
It's not so common though for somebody to say this
good.
Person didn't have any immediate family. I'm going
to
say
it happens to outsource.
It's not so uncommon.
It's not so uncommon. Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right.
But it's the rabbi of the show.
Right.
He wasn't a Chiyuv for 30 days. He wasn't a Chiyuv for 30 days. This
I don't know what happened. Let's assume it's Yud Beis Chodesh.
He said Shiva for the week.
He said Shiva. Maybe he went for Shloshim.
Not a Shloshim.
Maybe he went for Shloshim. I don't know. But he hired this for Yud Beis Chodesh.
He's not a Chiyuv for Kaddish at all.
The Shaliach. The Shaliach.
No. He said he's not a
Chiyuv
for Shloshim.
The real Chiyuv is children. The real Chiyuv is children.
But he does Shiva for 7 days.
Okay.
He can't do...
The husband. Okay. Now what he says, this it's a little bit offensive, but he says if any of you availing are going to say I'm not allowed, my shaliach isn't allowed to participate in this, there's a deen that I'm a member of the shul, and a member of the shul can say I don't want somebody to daven. Because you're my representative. I am going to try to prevent you availing from having your kaddishes, and you're taking the amud if you're not going to include my representative to say kaddish. That was the question that was posed to the Chsam Sofer. And the Chsam Sofer responded, the Reshit Zayin, left side, second paragraph, Yishev dekol dinim elu miyusadim al dine shutfus. This whole concept, all the halachas of the kedima, priority in kaddish, is just like a partnership, a business partnership. That they have a partnership, they own a store together, and all of the revach, all the profits are divided amongst the partners. In other words, partners in an entity, they have responsibilities, they have benefits, and they have detriments. You have to put in money, you have to support, you put in capital, but your benefits are you take out the right. Profits together. It's the same thing with a community. Community has responsibilities. They can force one another to support a shul, to build a shul, to pay for a chazan, to pay for all of these things, because we are the partners in the shul. Those are the detriments, and the benefits that come out Valkein ben ir doches oreach. The benefit is they have the kedima when it comes to tchadish, when it comes to the tefillas, when it has to the elias. We're the partners. We're the members. We get to take out the benefits. And he says based on that lefi zeh ein shum zechiyah lasachiyah lo mekadish b'shvil ha'yish. This hired person, he has no right because he is not obligated to say kaddish. Maybe he's hired. That's nice, but he's not the person who has an obligation going himself. So he says, Lamaisa, he has no right to force himself and to take kaddishes and tefillas at the chazan from the children of Avelim who are really obligated in saying kaddish. So the next paragraph is critical.
But that's assuming they had children. They're saying they killed children.
No, he's talking about comparing it to somebody else who else has
a child versus a shaliach. Yeah. The child has the kedima.
I understand, but there's no child.
If there's no, okay, maybe then we have.
The guy would have no right
if there's no one else, then he's not taking from anyone. No. Then he's not there. Okay, so Vehosif, last paragraph, bottom line. This is a critical paragraph. Vehosif od demin hagasvaradim. B'chol ha-kadishim she'omrim kol ha-veilim b'pam achas. What's the minhag Sfaradim? And this is written 200-something years ago. This is some sort of writing. Sfaradim say all the kaddishes together. You have 100 ha-veilim together, they say the kaddish together. B'pam achas v'al kulam onim ha-kal yeshme. And then everyone responds, amen yeshme, to all of the... all the kaddishes, all the ha-veilim together. That's the minhag of Sfaradim.
There's no issue then who gets kedima
because there's no fights, yeah. Right? There are no fights because everyone's saying it together. Vahagon hayayvitz, the yayvitz who is an Ashkenazi, besider shalokasav shenachon minag asfardim. This minag of the Sfardim to say all the avelim together is proper. Shiyomru kulam b'pam achas.
What about the problem of hearing two voices?
Say it together. Ah, hold that question. V'cheinanu nohagim po bebeis midrashenu. That's the yayvitz continues. That's how we're knowing in our midrash. Our base medrash be kaddish dirabonon, not kaddish yasom, kaddish dirabonon at the way and minag Ashkenaz at the way and kaddish dirabonon. Shomrim kol abachurim avelim b'pamachas. So even though the Ayvitz is saying guy embracing the minag Sfaradim, saying it all together, but they say okay, but one of the kaddishes will have everyone the kaddish dirabonon, everyone say it together. Ulefamim gam bebeis hakneses kishis dinu dvarim, when there's a fight between people ben avelim armim shneimum b'avachach. And he says, okay, if there's a fight and we need to also do it for a Kaddish Yasum to avoid a fight, we can let people say it together, but not Alechad Chila, right? Alechad Chila, a Kaddish Terabanan. If there's a fight, fine, we'll give in. So now the Chassam Sofer says, how should we apply that to this person whose wife passed away? There's no one to say Kaddish. He wants to put in his Shaliach to say the Kaddish. V'al Kain. Nira Lomar Shit Pashru Achar Sha'armu Avelim Kol Echa Vecha Shnei Kaddishim. After every Abel has the opportunity to say his own Kaddish, his own Kaddish by himself, then for the next Kaddish, this Shaliach can say it with another Abel. With another Abel. In other words, because the Chassam Sofer is saying, you have no right to do it. We're not flexible. We're not being flexible on the Minag typically. Each person has to say his own Kaddish without other people. But if there's a fight, one Kaddish will choose and we'll let him say it with somebody else at the same time. That's the Chassam Sofer. So we see very clearly the Chassam Sofer saying the Minag Ashkenaz is to not share the Kaddishes. Each Avel has his own Kaddish. Now there's another Tshuva, Reshut Ches at the top, that the Chassam Sofer doesn't say exactly the same thing. He brings the Yayvitz. The Yayvitz says that the Minag Svaradim is kosher. Everyone can say the Kaddish is together, and then the Chassam Sofer says, I can't believe this Yayvitz. He asks on him, he says, how can you discard the minhag of Ashkenazim for hundreds of years that each person would have his own Kaddish and based on priorities and say, okay, throw that out the window and everyone can say the Kaddish together like the Sfaradim? How can you say such a thing? Bottom right, Reishut Ches, bottom right, V'lechein Yishev, the Yishlomar, the Ikar, Schir, Shemezak, Avosav, the core concept of saying Kaddish, Eino, Bamiris, HaKaddish, Didei. This is the second view that we saw. What is the merit of Kaddish? It's not the person saying the Kaddish, Eli, B'mashu, Mezak, Es, Tzibor. That it's everyone responding to the Kaddish, Kedushim, Barchu. That's the concept of Kaddish. That's the Shliach Tzibor. It's everyone responding. Top left, Reishut Ches, top left, where it's second line down. Third word, nimsa. Reish yud ches, left side, second line word, nimsa sheminageinu lechalek hakadishim bein ha'avelim lefi seder hakadima ba'alacha yafe kocho. We, minag hashkenaz, need to divide it up based on kedimas, based on priorities. Shim yomru harbe kadish b'vachas achas. Because if everyone says it together, who is being the gorim for everyone saying the Kaddish together? He says everyone, if you need whoever's the gorim. In other words, anyone who's the first person to say, to everyone, whoever is being responded to is the gorim for the tzibur, and that person is going to get the merit of everyone responding to him. So what's going to happen, Minishnah Ashkenaz? Everyone, v'imken kol echad yachtof. Everyone's going to try to be the first one in. I want to go the quickest because I want everyone to respond to me because I want the merit of everyone's, of the tzibur, responding.
It's certainly going to get done fast, I can tell you.
So, yeah, that's for sure. So he says it doesn't work, the minhag ha'sfaradim. It doesn't work and it's not acceptable. So he's really saying, that's not a minhag. You can't change. The minhag l'maisa comes down. That the yaivit says... it's a minhag kosher to embrace the Sfaradim, at least for Kaddish to Rabbanan, that people, the Avelim, can say it together. We had the Chassam Sofer in the second Shuvah in Orach Chaim, who says, how can you discard a minhag? Minhag Ashkenaz is to not have the Avelim say it together, but we prioritize based on the Kedimas, the priorities brought by the Ramah and the Magen Avraham. And in the other Shuvah, in the first Shuvah, the Chassam Sofer says, maybe we'll be flexible when there's a flight with one of the Kaddishes at the end, but that's it. So we see here that the Chassam Sofer is very against violating the Kedimas that all the Poskim, historically the Ashkenazic Poskim, have gone through in detail.
Except for the Yekis, most Ashkenazis
have discarded. So the next question, Tzitz Eliezer was a shul, that...
So what are they doing next? Aren't everything wrong?
Every Ashkenazi shul, except the Tzitz Eliezer talked about a shul. He was posed the question. Tzitz Eliezer just passed away a couple years ago, fairly recently. So this is not that we're not now in the 1800s in the Islam Sofa. We're talking about fairly recently. He says there was a shul that wrote to him that they had recently had a number of congregants add on. So, and a number of avalim. So what used to work with the kadimas in the past, and everyone worked out, you got your day in shul, day in court, your day in shul, it didn't work, so they changed the minhag. And they embraced the minhag of the Sephardim that everyone was saying the Kaddishes together. And he was asked that question, can you change your minhag? And he says, you can't change your minhag. We see the Chassam Sofer in Orach Chaim, the second Chassam always said, how can you change your minhag? The minhag Ashkenaz tis to not say the Kaddishes together. Each one has to be based on the Kedima. So the Binyan Sion, another Yekke, lived in Germany, 1798 to 1871, we're on Reish Yud Tes, left side, says as follows, B'dom Elazeh, second paragraph, Reish Yud Tes, left side, B'dom Elazeh, B'shut Binyan Sion, Nishal, Rav Yaakov Etlinger, B'kal Echad Hayalem Shtei Batei Knesios. So there was a certain seaport that they had two shuls, Achas Gdola v'Achas Ketana. One was a big shul, one was a little shul, V'Shar Minyanim, and they had a number of breakaway Minyanim. And they decided, K'shenasta Beis HaKnesios HaGdola Ro'o, when the big shul started falling apart, Harsuosa, they put it down, they destroyed it, they demolished it, Ubanu Beis HaKnesios HaGdola V'na, they built up a new beautiful shul, and the condition of the tzibur was everyone is going to daven together, but we are going to all say the Kaddishes together. That's what we're going to do. That's going to be our minhag. It's a much larger minyan. Everyone's going to come together. And we're going to do it based on the Ivets.
What about the third shul?
Everyone came together.
The third shul. That's what nobody goes to.
There was So the based on the Ivets, says it's a minhag kosher that everyone says it's a Kaddish together. Some people started complaining. But look in the Ramah, look in the Magen Avraham, that there are Kedimas. And minhag Ashkenaz is to adhere to the Kedimas. So the person posing, the Rav, posing the question to the Binyan Sion was Rav Ber Oppenheim. And Rav Ber Oppenheim says as follows, he says, I think that the whole Kedimas brought by the Ramah and the Magen Avraham that we prioritize is when you have enough Kaddishes and Tefillahs to go around. You don't have a lot of Avelim, you don't have a lot of people diving there, smaller shuls, whatever it is, and people are satisfied with what they're receiving. But when you have a big shul with a lot of demand for Kaddishes and a lot of Avelim that want to daven, That is when we can adhere. That's not what the Raman Magen Avraham we're talking about. That's when we can accept the Minhag Sfaradim, and this is going to take away a lot of the machlokas from shuls with people saying it's my turn to daven, it's my turn to say Kaddish. And he says a number of interesting points. This is not the Binyan Tzion yet. There's Rav Avinheim who is writing the question to the Binyan Tzion, and he gives his opinion first. And he says, listen, I once saw two people got in a fist fight over a Kaddish. Somebody slugged out somebody else over a Kaddish, point number one.
The issue is maybe somebody missed. They were supposed to go in the morning, but they missed it.
Ra'isi pa'machas.
Nothing changes in the
Kohanim. He says language. Ra'isi pa'machas, we're on Reish Chaf, I'll just read it. Pa'machas, she'echa nasa l'chavero makas lechi. Ayedei haktata of our Kaddish. He slapped him in the face. Slapped him in the face over a fight over a Kaddish. And he says also, another point, what's the difference? What's the chiluk if it's one person or many people? What does it matter at all? One person, many people, and in fact, he says, it's better having more people together because then it's bigger Kiddush Hashem. Bigger.
But the whole idea was to answer the
question. And then he says, the problem is Trey Kale Lomishtame. So what am I going to do with Trey Kale Lomishtame if more people are saying that? So this is a solution to that.
Throw it out.
Amrana, machmas to Trey Kale Lomishtame, yesh the tak, and we need to make a takana. We need to fix something. Shiyomar Hashas HaKadosh, it's the Shas that's going to say it loud, and the Veilim are going to say it quietly, Mila B'Mila, along with the Shliach Tzibur. So when everyone's saying it together, but only the Shliach Tzibur can say it out loud, everyone else is going to say it quietly. That's what he says. So the Binyan Tzion responds. This is the person posing the question. The Binyan Tzion says, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. He says, we're on Reish Chaf, second paragraph, Ulam. So go to the second line. Ulam, the second line. Timati. Derech klal. Ech kara malas kvodo takano gedolavi yashar lashonot minag Yisrael. How are you to change the minag? Asher nagu bechol medinos ashkenazu polen. Ze yosem eshlosh meoshana. This is the minag that's been in all of the medinos of German and Poland. And this, just to remind you, this is being written in the 1800s. This is not that long ago. That he's saying the minag in Europe was that there is no shul that says the Kaddish is, no Ashkenaz shul that says the Kaddish is like Minhag Sfarad. Everyone is based on the Ketima. Yosem Esholos Moshana B'Kaddish Yosem Shiomar Kol Echad Levado. That's our minhag. Everyone says his own Kaddish. V'leilech B'ikvos HaMitchadshim B'Zmanein. Those innovators, Mitchadshim is a pejorative term, those who are changing things. How can you go after those innovators that are changing things? And then he says something very interesting. He says, and so what are we going to do with the Minhag Sfarad? The Sfaradi? What are we going to do? He says, first, I don't know what the basis is for the Sfaradim to say the Kaddish is together, but I'll tell you one Sfarad, he says. One Sfarad is when Sfaradim daven, how do they daven?
Out loud.
Together, out loud, tetzamen, right? They do it together as a tzibur, word for word. So when the Sfaradim are davening, they are accustomed to coordinating themselves, synchronizing themselves word for word. So when you have a veiling do it, they are synchronized. You can discern the words. However, when it comes to Ashkenazim, it is so cacophonous. It is such a noisy mess, the davening, that one person says it loud quickly, and one says it soft, quiet, and one co-person goes at this pace, and then one person then says these words out loud. He says it's a dechol da'alim geber lisa kolo kol anos gvura. V'chaver, it's a balagan. He's playing on the words from the Chet HaEgel here. That it's the kolos that I hear. It's a keneged ze poseach. This one is starting. It's poseach, and this is chosev. The ef shar mamish. You can't even say amen yehishmeira because it's such a balagan. I'm towards the bottom of that paragraph. Four lines from the bottom. V'lo nira b'chogulilos askan shupolim afilu kila achas. There is not even one shul that does this except those mitchadshim that are changing things. Fascinating. And then he says, so how about your solution? Trey Kali lo mishame, you can't hear anything, there's no din and shmia, but how about your solution that the Shliach Tzibur says it out loud and everyone says quietly? He says, that's ridiculous, it's even worse. Why? Because everyone saying quietly everyone respond to me, Yeheshme Rabba, and there's whispering. It's like a zilzul. They're whispering, please repeat after me, Yeheshme Rabba. It's better they don't say it at all than they say it quietly. So he's very negative on this comment. It's a concept that Rav Abraham says. He's the Binyan team that says we have to stick to the Minhag Ashkenaz. Now, Rav Naftali Amsterdam, we're now jumping a little bit forward, 1832 to 1916. He's a Talmud of Rav Yisrael Salanter. We're on Resh Chaf Aleph. Resh Chaf Aleph, bottom right. Resh Chaf Aleph, bottom right, four lines from the bottom. This is his words in his Tzavah. For the last word on the line, Be'inyan. Everyone have that? Be'inyan. Resh Chaf Aleph. Resh Chaf Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Last word on the line. Be'inyan Amiras HaKadosh. He named Odai Lo Higadati Kaddish Naim Biachan. In my whole lifetime, I've never said two people saying Kaddish together. If Kosha came to Shosha, three would be a disaster. Not even two, and certainly not three. Ki Ledati Osor Hu Ki Tre Kale Lo Mishtame. It is prohibited to have two people say the Kaddish together. Ka Tre Kale Lo Mishtame. Uma Top of Reish Chafal of Malif Nifter Le Nifter HaKaddish. Kaven Shu Kalo Kedin. What benefit is there to the Nifter to have a Kaddish that was said improperly? Zulat, except maybe im amru hashnayim yachad. Maybe if you have two, not three people, but two people say it together. Mila b'mila kol teva v'teva. Each word synchronized as lo hevitrei kali. Maybe two people, not three. If they synchronize every word, then it would be okay. Maybe v'chein shamati ma'amor. That's what I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Yisrael Salanter. V'hine ata omri masora biyachad. V'ein zeklum. 10 people, forget it. 10 people to say kaddish together, it's worthless. V'yoser tov shelo tagidu kaddish klal alai. It's better you don't say kaddish at all on me. Im lo be'ofen aniskar. Unless it's if you're going to do it with trei kale, don't bother. V'rak tishtadu ispalu lifnei amot. So best try to be the chazan. You have your own kaddishes then. Very powerful. Saying don't bother saying kaddish on me at all if you're going to do it wrong. So this is we may think this is like a Das Yachid, and he wrote 150 years ago, whatever it was, 100 years ago. And so Rav Sternbach, in our generation, Sternbuch, in our generation, Chuvas van Haga says as follows. We're Resh Chaf Aleph, third paragraph down where it says, Ayin Chuvas van Haga, in the middle of the paragraph where it says, Aval. Aval, Kishikol Acharo Mebifnei Atzmo, V'lo Mistapak Al Achaveru. If you have a group of people saying the Kaddish together, but they're not trying to synchronize, they're not paying attention. This guy's going quick, and this guy's going slow, and this guy's going in the middle speed. Trei Kale Lo Mishtame. How can you hear if people are going at different paces? V'roi Lachshosh Zehu Isser Gomor V'Hakaddish Levatala. In Isser Gomor, and it's a useless Kaddish. If you say it synchronized, it's one thing, but otherwise, forget it. The Chazon Ish was machbit about this.
Have you ever been in the Moshe Sturmach?
Probably say it together. So in any case, the Chazon Ish was machbit. Two people shouldn't say it together. So there's a Chuvas Zecha Simcha, famous occurrence at the time of Rabbi Akiva Eger, that there was a terrible plague of cholera. It's a known thing that during his time, a terrible plague, and there were so many Yisomim that needed to say Kaddish. He says that they wouldn't have even been able to get a Kaddish in a month, because that's how terrible. The plague was a disaster. So for that year only, Rabbi Akiva Eger instituted, he's going to measure Shana Ahiva, lo yoser yom Kaddish achar aleinu kol biyachad. Only one Kaddish after Aleinu, say it together only for this year. We see how makbid Rabbi Akiva Eger was, that he permitted it only one of the Kaddishes for that year only because of the cholera plague.
Yeah, but if people can't hear, what's the point? There's no Kaddish, they're not getting credit
for the Kaddish. That's, no, maybe he says, okay, I have no choice in this. So just two last quick points. If there is going to be a decision based on the classic Minhag Ashkenaz that we have to based on the Kadimas, but say there's a fight or there's something that we have to compromise a little bit and choose one Kaddish, based on Rabbi Akiva Eger, it would be the last Kaddish after Aleinu. But there are others that say, the Tzitz Eliezer responded that it wouldn't really matter which Kaddish. One of the, if there are different Minhagim on this, which Kaddish, we would choose one of the Kaddishes, but it would be only one Kaddish, classic Minhag Ashkenaz. But we know nowadays that, I don't like the word the Minhag, But what people do, Minog has the insinuation that it's the right thing to do. What
practice.
People are the practice? Thank you.
Practice.
The common practice nowadays is that all the Avelim, we've basically disregarded all the Kedimas, all the priorities.
The
Kedimas, what we do is it's for deciding the Shliach Tzibur. That we do
right.
do. If somebody is Shloshim as a Kedima over somebody in Yud Beis Chodesh, we do adhere to that.
Is it better to go everybody to the same Kedima?
Ah, so that's the last point. Now we've given in. We're not changing it. There's nothing to do. There's no way we can change that. That's the common practice. So how should it be done? So the Geshur HaChaim says that the Minhag Yerushalayim, we're on Reish Chaf Gimel top left. Reish Chaf Gimel top left. Minhag Yerushalayim Lomar Kol HaVeli Miachad Achizaru Lomar Mila B'Mila. They should all say it. Each word synchronized. Jump down 3 to 4 lines from the bottom towards the end. Achnoheg Lavo Yachad Yifnei Aron HaKodesh. They should all come together. To the Aron HaKodesh, Sha'az Kulam, or at the Bima, is more common, not at the Aron HaKodesh, at the Bima, Sha'az Kulam, Mechavnin Yachad Mamish, because then they are able to synchronize together, because they can hear each other, what pace they're going, the Cholkin HaMitzvah, V'lo Kol Echad B'Mkomo, but not each in his own place, but the Mishnah Sachir says otherwise. Mishnah Sachir, we're the next paragraph down, fourth line down, Shiyomar Kol Echad B'Mkomo, everyone should say it at his own place. If everyone would stand together for Omrim, and they would say it together, if you say it together in one group, you can't hear because they're saying it as a group and they're not synchronized. So let everyone stand in his place. You have 10 people. And let everyone stand in his place and go hook up with somebody who's saying it that you pay special attention to. That's going to be easier to take. So either way, we have problems, right? Either way is not a good solution, because if everyone comes together, it's difficult to synchronize really well, and separately we should try to listen as best as possible. But lemaisa, if we think about it, and this is a bit of a chiddush, but lemaisa, what comes out is we have a din in shmiya of the kaddish up to damiram be'alma, and we have a problem with trei kali if there are at least two avelim that are saying the kaddish. It comes out, at least from what I see, is that we should be knowing, like the third minhag of saying the kaddish, not only Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, but all the way up to Damiram Ve'Oma. That's what it comes out for me.
Should you answer more than one person?
We should stick with one person, and if he finishes, then you can. But what it comes out to me is that we should, when we're in the situation and there are two people and it's tough to concentrate with one, we should be saying, we should be a chiddush, don't do it, but ask a shayla. But that's how I was knowing for many years. That if there were two, if I felt there was a problem, trei kali, I would say the kaddish all the way up to damiram be'alma, because I wasn't shomea.
You mean you were answering?
I would respond, but I would say the whole 28 words up to damiram be'alma, and say amen afterwards. So that's the sugya.
So just for the record, in the shul that you basically grew up in, the rub there always sort of flops on the shoulder and says, can all the Avelim say Kaddish together with
and
me?
And do they go together also?
They don't.
He says it really
he
loud.
He waits for everybody to say the Kaddish together, and he leads the Kaddish.
And he leads the Kaddish. So,
to this day, Mosaf Shabbos will all the Avelim say together.
He's trying to synchronize people.
That's what he's trying to do.
He's trying to synchronize.
Now I understand why.
He's trying to synchronize people. Okay, quick word on Parsha. So this week's Parsha, what's it called?
Yisro.
And what's the most seminal event?
The in-laws coming,
but also a secondary? We have Matan Torah. So the classic question is, why are we naming the Parsha of Matan Torah after Yisro, a non-Jew? So the Or HaChaim asks this following question.
You know why he converted? He converted because he stuck his 2 cents and nobody asked him. That's the proof. He was converted.
Yeah, very good. The whole parsha of Matan Torah, how was Yisro Zoch? And he says, on the one hand, he was Mechabed Moshe Rabbeinu, Shekhanesh Baruch, who was Mechabed him. But there are many other ways that we became Mechabed Yisro. It doesn't have to be naming the parsha of Matan Torah after him. And in addition, if you think about it, it makes us Jews look a little bit foolish. Here we have a non-Jew come and he says, tells us how to set up our whole court system. We couldn't figure that. We need a non-Jew to come and tell us that. It makes us look foolish. So what's the message here? So Or HaChaim says something pretty unbelievable. He says the whole concept here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take Klal Yisrael in this generation at the time of Matan Torah and for all future generations. Ki yesh be'umos gedolim b'havanu b'askala. The non-Jews have a lot of intelligence also. They have Havana, they have Seichel, and go look. What do we learn from Yisrael? The non-Jew. What do we learn from him? How to set up our whole court system. And the whole parsha is named after the parsha of Matan Torah to teach us. Don't think that we received the Torah because of our intelligence. Because the non-Jews have intelligence also. Major Musar, people go, non-Jewish. Can't be too smart. The Or HaChaim is saying, Lehefech. There is tremendous brilliance amongst the non-Jews also. The reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah is not because of it. Look, even the Parsha of Matan Torah is named after a non-Jew to tell us that they have tremendous intelligence. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Torah? The Or HaChaim says, Ela lechesed elyon is a chesed, and because of his love of the Avos. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu love the Avos? What are the midos of the Avos? What does Abraham represent?
Chesed.
What does Yitzchak represent? Gvura. What does Yaakov represent?
Emes.
We learn from this Or HaChaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah not because of our seichel, not because I was able to accomplish learning Shas Baal Peh and being able to pass the pin test, but because we need to have good midos. We need to act properly and have good character traits. That's the segula of Klal Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Bachya in the same parsha, here he's talking about what are the character traits necessary for a judge, Anshei Emes, Sonei Betzach, and it says the Rabbeinu Bachya says Shalom Nishtabchu Tzadikim VaNevi'im B'Torah, that the Tzadikim, the Nevi'im in the Torah were not praised. But Torah could go Noach, Avram, Yaakov, Zulatan, Bitari, HaChochma, Vatfuna, Vadas. It wasn't their intelligence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu praised them Torah. If you think about the different praises, Ki'im, Bitari, Hamidos, because they had good midos, they had good character traits. What did it say by Noach? Noach was Ish?
Tzadik.
Tamim. Avram Avinu, Vahaya, Tamim. Vahaya, Tamim. Yaakov, Ish? Tam. Ish Tam. Moshe Rabbeinu, Ish Moshe, Anav Me'od. So Rabbeinu Bahachya says that it's coming to teach us ki ein ikor hachokma ela yosher hamidos. And he says that the ikor of a tree is the peros, that's the midos. And that's something that is difficult more and more nowadays to keep in mind, because we see, unfortunately, a real void and lack of midos in society. And we have to remember that this mention of Yisro, the calling of the Parsha Yisro, of Matan Torah, is to teach us not that it's our intellect, not to be that, of course it's important to be a gon and to know, but that's not our school. Our school wasn't the intellect, it was having positive character traits. And that's what we learn from its being named Parsha Yisro. Have a good Shabbos.